All right, guys, how's it going? We got another episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. BossBarrel.com?
BossBarrel.com.
Thank you. Is it BossBarrel.com?
Yes.
Okay. Got another exciting week. With me is Griff. I've got John and Fielder sitting on different sides and weirding me out.
Yeah,
it's good that you're here twice.
I know.
With yourself.
I like having Griff and Griff here.
I know. Well, that makes it easier, right? If I'm just on one side here.
It does.
Yeah. Good.
Right.
So, guys, how's it going?
Not good. No.
Me and Ryan are kind of under the weather, slightly.
Yeah.
That has not prevented me from playing games, though. My passion is a burning one.
It enables me to play more games.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing else to do.
Just drive through it.
Nice. Well, you want to jump into it right away? I think we got a lot to talk about this week.
Kind of, yeah.
Some games came out recently, and we played them.
Yeah.
So, why don't we jump into it?
Sure.
John, what you been playing?
All right, let's go with the first thing I started playing this week, which was Mafia 2.
Matthew 2?
Mafia 2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Tell me about Mafia 2.
You know, that game is mad Grand Theft Auto. With tighter, like, road rules. It's just very, very, like... You know how you don't really like it when all, like, Grand Theft Auto is just, like, a bunch of, like, horrible, like, juvenile jokes and things, and just, like, to regain your health, like, try out my spicy meat.
Uh-huh.
Haha, it's a reference for penis.
Oh, that's what that was?
Kind of dumb shit like that.
He really had some good meat.
Well, he probably does.
He wants you to take a bite
of
his spicy
meat.
Yeah.
Right. So, this game takes itself a little bit more seriously, but it doesn't really have a good reason to, which is my problem. I mean, it's a fine game. I could probably play that game continually and not have any problems with it. It's just, like, it doesn't do anything that's, like, overly compelling or exciting. Customizing your car is kind of fun. Steal a car, take it to any body shop, and you can completely customize the plates to say whatever you want. You can adjust the rims, the color, whatever you want to do. You can even do tune-ups to make your car faster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that how you get rid of cops, too?
Yeah. Like, if a cop sees you stealing your car, that car will be tagged as, like, a stolen vehicle. So you have to take it to the body shop and have it, like, you know, fixed up so that it doesn't look as distinguishable from...
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
As distinguishable from other, you know, vehicles on the road. Which, I mean, that's kind of cool. It adds that element of realisticness. Another thing with the drive, I don't know. The driving in this game is the biggest thing to me was, you can set a cruise control that automatically adjusts itself no matter, like, if I'm on a 40-mile-an-hour road, it will limit me to going only 40 miles an hour so that I am constantly doing the speed limit and not pissing off the cops. It was really weird.
What time period is this set in?
1943 was the time period I was playing in. It fluctuates from the 40s into the 50s.
So here's my question about Mafia 2.
Sure.
It's simple. Why should I care?
You shouldn't, really. Do you like Grand Theft Auto?
Not really.
Do you like the 1940-50s?
To some degree.
Do you like Tommy Guns?
If you have nothing.
I do like Tommy Guns. I do like the 1950s view of, like, the future.
Right. Dude, they have some... They're harder to find, but they have some really awesome cars in that game. But...
I like the Jetsons.
There you go. That is straight up 1950s.
George Jetson.
His boy Elroy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... There's nothing really...
Did you ever remember the Jetsons movie?
Yeah, or wait, the Flintstones crossover one?
No. The Jetsons one.
Live action?
No.
There
what?
Be a live action.
No, there
right.
Don't say that.
Jim Carrey as
George
Jetson.
That was actually a pretty good fit. But,
damn, CD would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, really. No, there's that weird one where they're, like, drilling for ore and killing all these, like, Huggy Bears.
Uh-uh.
And there's this weird music video.
Killing Huggy Bears.
Yeah, dude. This is real. I didn't imagine this. And the girl fell in love with this blue rock star guy who could make magical colors out of his weird guitar thing.
Maybe. Sounds vaguely familiar.
Nope.
I swear it existed.
Huh. Weird. No, not... Mm-mm.
All right.
Not a thing that...
Andy Milonakis is Elroy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dude. 35-year-old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
So, sure.
Jason Alexander as Spacely Sprocket.
Yeah, really?
Definitely. George from Seinfeld?
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm having troubles with here. I'm having troubles with...
George's...
Sprocket?
Yeah, the boss. His boss.
The short one?
Yeah.
Why not Danny DeVito?
Because I hate Danny DeVito.
I mean, that's fine. How about, what's the other... Joe Pesci?
Because they're the same thing.
The same person.
You know, that would be a much better movie if it was both
live
of them
action?
Playing that same role,
yeah.
And they would just flip in and out.
Randomly. And they don't even mention it.
Exactly.
It just happens. They look...
Everybody...
Sometimes people are like,
No, nobody says anything. They just accept it. It's like, yeah.
Yep.
That's how it is.
We couldn't decide. So we just went with both of them.
Yeah.
But no, there's, I mean, like, I don't know. I played this game because everybody was telling me how amazing it was.
Who
was
that?
Just everybody that comes into my store is like, have you played Mafia 2 yet? It's really cool. And I'm like, I'm, all right. There was nothing else I was playing, so I gave it a try. And not a terrible game. There are huge flaws. Like, weird thing. Sprint button works fine in that game until you have to sprint. And then it doesn't work. Like, cops are chasing you. Try to get away from them. I'm like, alright, sprint button. Sprint button doesn't function when you are running from things. When the game dictates that you have to run from things, you don't, like, it doesn't work. Button breaks. Shooting also kind of
awkward.
You
must be just playing with a handicap.
I don't, apparently.
Maybe he gets nervous when he has to run.
Can't do it very well.
I don't like the sandbox games like the rest of the world does.
That was another thing that was really funny about that game, though, is it isn't a huge sandbox, but it holds your hand through a lot of stuff. Go here, do this. Go here, do this. Go here, do this. I mean, less so than even, like, Grand Theft Auto or, like, Fable or something like that.
Well,
like,
you can still go anywhere throughout the whole...
At some point, like, when there's a break between, like, one mission to the next... You can kind of do whatever you want.
Go deliver some pizzas?
I don't think so. Maybe? I don't know. Like, there's just not that much to really do.
They're Italians, dude. Of course they have pizzas.
Right, exactly.
Go deliver some meatballs?
But delivery pizzas.
Meatball delivery?
Meatball delivery boy?
Spicy meatballs.
Spaghetti delivery?
Wow.
Spaghetti Graham.
The
zone?
I don't know. It's weird. It's funny. It's like...
Do you enjoy it at all?
Have you seen Goodfellas?
Yes. Do you
like
Does that have Joe Pesci, Danny DeVito?
Yeah. Has somebody else too.
Joe DeVito?
Danny Glover.
He would be a perfect fit for Goodfellas.
Anyway.
I don't know. It's, like, I didn't hate it, but, I mean, there's nothing that's making me want to play that game more.
Yeah.
Nothing at all, really.
I have no interest in that game.
Yeah.
Me neither.
That's weird.
Talk about something else. All right,
cool. Before I came over here to do this, I snuck in some Metroid Other M. Not
gross, man. Where'd you put it?
In the one place no one would
other.
In
the other M?
The other M? The other M. The game does a really good job, like, with their cinematics, like, recounting certain, like, past experiences that you probably, like, Super Metroid, the game picks up right after Super Metroid, and Samus has a lot of inner dialogue where she talks about...
So it just redoes all, like, the memorable moments of Metroid games into, like, GameCube graphics.
Right, basically. And it actually looks really good as far as visuals go.
I watched some videos and don't quite agree with you there, but...
Oh, really? I mean, it looks really good as far as what the Wii can produce. Like, I think they're really topping that machine out.
They're pretty top-notch PlayStation 2 graphics.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, yo, that looks like some GameCube
graphics. Right, this looks like some stuff that...
But you know what? This debate has gone on forever, and yeah, it's like...
It's never going to end until
Wii, Nintendo comes
good
out.
Console,
yeah.
Or the Nintendo, yeah, what you said. Not
Wii,
the
Wii HD.
The Wii HD.
Wii 360.
Wii Heavy Duty.
Wii 360.
We fixed it. we're going down too.
I get it.
I don't know. Weird thing. You know how there's a lot of auto aiming? Auto aiming, sort of. If you're standing and facing the direction, it will auto aim that. But if you turn her around and you shoot, She just shoots at the other wall. She does not shoot. It is not 100% auto aim.
So it's not G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra, where you just hold button down to kill instantly
kill everything on the screen.
And you don't need to aim.
Yeah. No, it's not like that. Or not like Contra, where it's like all the enemies come from.
There's at least just like one interaction you have to have with the game, which is like
point gun in the right direction. That's what you have to do. The dodge is weird. You move to dodge.
So my question is, how Team Ninja-y is it? How Ninja Gaiden is it?
Do I see a lot of Ninja Gaiden in this game?
But does it... No, I'm wondering, does it play like
no.
Ninja Gaiden?
No, because you see Ninja Gaiden, like, involves a lot of, like, intricate, like...
Timing
and dodging and things like that.
Uh-huh.
This is like your six-year-old's Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
Like, honestly, like, the move to dodge is like... Oh God, I've only got these five buttons to work with here, so I hope dodging isn't hard to do. And it's like, there's an attack coming at me. If I just push the button before the attack gets to me, Yoshi dodges out of the way. It's an animated dodge. It's not
Yoshi.
Like she actually moves out of the way. She does this weird like jetpack boost out of the way.
So instead of like walking to the side, what if you're just in constant run?
If you're in constant run, you can't get hit while you're running. You have to let go and then hit again to dodge and run.
Okay.
Kind of weird, right? All right.
But
at the same time, I haven't encountered a scenario yet where shit gets too out of hand that you can't just, like control a situation. Cool things are that the auto aim, like, everything assists you so much that it's like, I wonder if I could just, like, jump way up into the air and then just fire down on this dude. Yeah, you can totally do that. I mean, it's the game that should have come out on the GameCube.
Okay.
Not that other stuff. I feel like this would be more suited for GameCube. Not so much suited for the Wii.
Yeah, you're saying the D-pad is getting your thumb kind of bent out of
shape?
Yeah,
I'm gonna need to, like, dip my thumb in some kind of, like, liquid rubber so that I can get a nice padding there for me, because, like... That D-pad on that Wii controller is not meant to be used as vigorously as this game wants you to. And, I feel like I'm going to rip my thumb apart at some point.
Now, there's no 8-way movement, right? It's just
it's
left,
six
right,
way.
Straight forward, or...
It's 6-way.
You can move diagonally.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The age we live in.
I know. It's kind of like chess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
so
elaborate
Samus
chess.
Can only move in the L shape.
Samus is the queen. She can move... any direction she wants to.
Oh,
so
nice.
Long as it's not between
so do you fight
up and down.
And castles?
They're kind of like those glowy bits.
Hmm.
Game's alright. I'll play it a little while, see how long it takes me to not give a crap. Also, I feel like I haven't heard anybody at all talk about this. I don't care if this is a spoiler or not, because it's the first minute of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Samus was born from
space.
That
was something that
Space
people
Baby.
Have been talking about for a while, where they're like, what is up with this intro movie?
Yeah, I'm like, I thought I heard something about that, and I assumed it was a joke, and I'm, nope, like, I don't, what is that? I'm weird. Space Baby.
Born in space, man.
Born in space. I thought she was, like, found by the Varia, and they covered that in Zero Mission, but.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what the Varia are.
The Varia are, like. Bird people that made her suit.
That is.
Okay, cool.
That wasn't covered in Super Metroid.
No, it wasn't covered
or
in Super
Fusion.
Metroid. But, like, the thing, okay, so you remember in Super Metroid,
mm-hmm.
the bird things that held those
mm-hmm.
power ups that you would get? Those are the Varia.
Whatever. Man.
They're the ones
those
that created
statues.
This. Yeah, well, they. No, they're statues, but they're statues of those people.
They don't care about those people.
They're the ones that made the suit.
Bird people
bird
uninterested.
People. They make suits.
That doesn't make sense, dude.
Well, they're not really like birds. They just have bird-like features.
Why would there be bird people in space? You can't fly in
kinda
space.
Kind of like Ra.
Can't everyone fly in space?
Kind of like Ra, the sun god from Egyptian lore.
But you wouldn't need wings.
They don't have wings. That's what I'm saying. They're just like Ra, the sun god from Egyptian lore, where he's just bird head, and the rest of him is human-esque.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Look it up.
Still don't care.
It's a real thing. Look it up.
Don't care.
After that,
Samus has a suit. That's all that matters.
Yeah, she has a suit with a sweet visor and a gun.
It's a girl.
Yeah. I just ruined Metroid 1 for you.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch. If you haven't played that game by now,
I hate
you.
Yo,
you're behind by 20 years. Everything else I played, the Griff has already played. And
what else did you play?
I played the Vanquish demo a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Vanquish demo.
Did you want to wait for your
turn? No. We
can
talk about that right now.
Do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. Vanquish demo.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Freaking
sweet. Took me a second to get the controls down, but once I figured out what everything did, I was like, yep, I only wish there was a jump button.
I was surprised by jump button at the beginning, but it doesn't really matter.
It's not really jump button
jump.
So much, it's a roll button.
Jump button.
It's a roll button.
I mean,
button.
There's no jump button in Gears.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you don't need
it. You don't need a jump.
Once you get used to it.
Not doing any, like, tomb raiding or anything, you don't need to jump over stuff.
Yeah.
My initial thoughts on that game is, yo, that game's hard.
That game is hard. I couldn't really grasp the health system.
No, that's my other
weird
issue is for having a gajillion bars and meters on that screen.
I can't figure out which one
is
that.
It'd be nice to have a health bar.
There's an overheating bar, and there's like a weird pie thing that comes up when you're hurt for a moment.
Okay, so my suggestion is to play the tutorial.
Okay.
Do the tutorial stuff, because then it will teach you everything you want to know about that game and how you should be playing it. Because when I just jumped into it, I was like, well, this button makes me boost, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I go into virtual reality.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, like slow down reality. And then sometimes when I'm boosting, I can do that too.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just happens. So after you play through the tutorial, believe it or not, it tells you what everything is.
Okay,
so,
cool.
You know, you've got your boost. You've got two basic functions. You've got boost, and then you've got slow time down. Slow time down happens at two times. Either when you're low on health, then you go into the emergency AR augmented reality, which is your bullet time. And then you've got self-triggered AR. And that is, if you ever jump over cover, you can go into that. Or if you ever...
Do you just
have
to aim?
Yeah,
you pull
the aim button and you'll go into that. And the other one is if you ever roll. You can roll and then go into AR.
You can do it when you boost, too.
You can do it when
okay.
you boost, yeah. But that's going to drain it really fast because you're using both. Anyway, so using those tactics, you're able to get through that a lot better.
Okay,
and,
cool. Question. How do you throw grenades in that game?
Triangle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The other kind of annoying thing is, a little quirk is melee attacks drain your AR. So you said you saw those two gauges, right?
Right.
The one bar on the right is your, it says overheat sometimes. That's when you drain all your AR juice.
Okay.
The pie chart is just one that sits above your reticle so you don't have to look down in the bottom right corner
when
you're
in
AR.
Like
it's
a quick
it's
look.
It's the same
for
thing.
Your,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
One's a pie, one's a bar. What was the other thing you said? Grenades. Different weapons. Yeah, I found a sniper rifle, which is pretty sweet to jump over cover and then slow-mo snipe dude.
Oh, sweet.
And then the other really neat thing is every weapon you have, when you switch to a different weapon, you will have a different melee attack, too.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay, that probably explains some of the... I never really used melee that much,
mm-hmm.
but that explains why the animation changed oddly
mm-hmm.
at certain times.
Mm-hmm. The other most amazing thing about that game, when you're in cover... And you press the AR boost button, the boost button, but you're in cover. Sam Gideon will, you know, like Iron Man pop off his helmet and then pull out a cigarette, light it up, take a drag from it, and then throw it over the cover. And, first of all, that's just fucking awesome that there's a cigarette button. But secondly, when you do that, you see it, and it kind of floats in the air abnormally long. But enemies will take that as their target, and they'll start shooting at the cigarette that you threw over the cover. And then, so it's your little, it's like Dudley's Rose, like this weird
yeah,
little
it's a,
like,
just like
distraction
diversion.
Thing. Yeah.
I mean, that's an awesome way to get out of cover and just do other
it
things.
It is. If you're kind of getting, you know, pinned down in cover and you just toss your smoke over there and then jump over and then go into AR, you can blow some dudes up.
Is there there's no blind fire.
There is blind fire, yeah.
Is it? Because I always saw him just get out of cover and just
fire. There's another issue I have is for a cover-based shooter, cover doesn't really work all the time.
It's kind of weird.
Dudes will shoot over cover and hit you, and then the most annoying thing is some attacks from the boss monster in that demo will just cut right through cover. It's great.
This giant laser dude.
Yep.
Giant laser that explodes afterwards.
That one, the exploding laser, not so bad. The giant chest laser that like fills. That one, the instant kill one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That goes for cover.
It killed me the first time. I was like, what's that thing do? Oh, shit.
But it took me several times, and I finally beat it. And man, game's really good.
Yeah, I haven't finished the demo yet. But I really like. That game is really detailed as far as like everything, and even the animations, like as much shit as he's doing, like even taking cover, like he can take cover against anything that's off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's only like a couple of feet off the ground, he
lays
and just puts
his
neck back.
Yeah.
It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, every game should do that. I want to cover behind like ridiculous things.
And the other thing,
lane of grass.
Like you were saying, the detail is amazing and that game looks good.
Yeah,
like
it does.
Really
it
good.
Looks really good. And, like, especially when you're moving really fast, everything holds up really well.
Definitely.
I don't see frame
rate drops. A gajillion billion missiles, like, flying through the air from Boston. There's no lag or anything like that.
Yeah, no, nothing drops down to a crawl or anything. It holds up well.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that to come out because I want to play more of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are some things annoying. Health system's probably the biggest thing that's frustrating.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd get used to it once I embed myself in that reality long enough.
Yeah.
Voice acting, amazing.
Oh, dude, that game it is Metal Wolf Chaos of this generation.
Yes, it is.
Because I swear the girl doing the operator's voice is the girl
President.
From Metal Wolf Chaos. Yeah.
Yup. That's
hope you save room for dessert.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when I was about to cram that missile back down, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yep. That's all I could think of the whole time.
Yep.
That was a fun boss fight, too. Like, it
yeah,
was engaging
I liked it.
And entertaining. You get to hit it from different locations and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a quick burn-through boss fight, either.
No.
Like, you got to kind of be patient and take the shots when you can take them.
I burned through the first stage of him pretty quickly, but I imagine that's what it's there for. Just to burn right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the meat and potatoes of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Good
but
game.
Yes, Vanquish demo, totally impressed by that. I'm glad. I was kind of worried for a while there because, you know, I just didn't know much about it.
Right.
And well, I was prepared to be having my hopes dashed for the game I was very excited for.
Also,
so.
How sweet is it? Like, whose voice is that just, like, when you hit the game button that says Vanquish?
That's good.
I was like, it's
Vanquish.
Really ridiculous. Every game should do that. Just like preposterous person.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, but better. Because it's Vanquish.
Because it's really gruff and like a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Did you guys ever get Luigi in that? I know.
Oh, no, I didn't.
As it goes,
Super Luigi Galaxy.
Beginning. Awesome.
Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet, dude.
Just thought I'd put that out.
What else you got besides Vanquish Demo, John?
I don't really think I have anything else. I play a lot more Lara Croft and Guardian Light. Dude, that game is still good. But
still
I got a bunch of different weapons now. I wanted to say a few things about that didn't get addressed the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mentioned how that game, when you're playing it, like, you can earn things for, like, achieving certain things in that game. But one thing that I really like, since I don't really care to repeat levels, is that every time you approach the place in which the game says, hey, this is one of those things that said you should try to do to earn this thing, it, like, prompts you, like, on the screen, gives you this little thing that says, you'll achieve something if you cross the river without, you know, touching the water.
So getting diphtheria.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. So every time you reach one of those points, it's constantly prompting you for, like, this is a place where you can earn something.
Nice.
So it's really user-friendly there. And then, a lot of really, really cool things in that game with, like, being able to get different weapons, and different weapons do radically different things, but I would really like to play more co-op so I can see how certain things work with other people and just see how the levels differ. Oh, other cool thing that Crackdown failed to do is, hey, if I play through those levels by myself and then somebody joins me, all that stuff is still there. Like,
nice.
They're not separate from each other, the single player and the multiplayer.
Well, you know why that's different? Do you want to know why?
Sure.
Because Crackdown, you could play online.
Right, yeah, I suppose it's true. That's true. It's all saved in there.
It's all your game.
But I'm just saying. If they keep that in the online multiplayer, then one up to Lara Croft.
Sure. What do you got, Ryan?
A stomachache.
Stomachache?
Yeah.
Head cold? Migraine?
Yeah. Feel like I'm in a puke?
Gross.
Great. Right on the microphone.
Yep. Other than that, haven't been playing much other than Tales of Vesperia and Little Dead Rising 2, 0 Hour.
Nice. I've been playing that as well.
Yes.
Case Zero?
Case Zero. Case Zero Hour.
Cases closed?
Case 0 Hour.
Case Zero Production?
Yes.
Case?
Case Zero Radio.
Case Logic?
Case Logic.
Fun. I only played for about an hour, but fun weapons to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys like?
Yeah, go check out my review.
Okay.
I don't.
No, you're not gonna.
Well, I don't talk much in the review. I don't talk much about like the specifics of it.
Yeah.
Because you know it's $5. Like, just go buy it and play it because it's $5.
It's $5 and
yeah.
It's like a full game.
And how long is it? Because I didn't really get that.
Well, I played it through 2 times. Well, maybe 3 times. The first time I played it through, I did it just kind of going on my own. And I finished it. It probably took me, maybe a half hour to an... No, I would say probably about an hour. Well, see, here's the thing. You know, I could be wrong about that. It's probably less. Because the game has a finite amount of time in it.
Right.
You know, there's a countdown timer. You have from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in-game time. And it, you know, it turns out to be like, I don't know, 20 minutes or something. It's hard to gauge it. I don't really know exactly what it is, how much time it is. But yeah, it does take a little while, especially when you're going through and reading it. I mean, I replayed it a couple times. It's just like Dead Rising, where if you go and you get a game over, you can quit any time, go back to the beginning, and you have all your like character progression from that. Right at the beginning. I suppose it was longer because there's so many cutscenes. Oh, yeah, and the other thing about Dead Rising 2 Case Zero, load times galore.
Saving, it was like loading, saving.
Yeah, there's a bad.
Really
there's
shitty.
Some bad load times.
Like Mod Nation Racer is shitty.
Hopefully
no.
That gets fixed, and this is just like the downloadable thing, but...
Well, the other thing is about that game is when you, I can understand when you're entering from like the safe zone into the zombie area and you're loading in like 1,000
zombies.
That's understandable that there's going to be a little bit of a load time. But when it's like, here's a cutscene and then we're going to load the next cutscene. Okay, now that's done and we're going to load this next cutscene and then we're going to load in the regular game. And the only reason that became exceptionally frustrating was because of in that game, you have to run in and out of the safe zone multiple times. So it's like, all right, great. Well, now I spent, you know, a good, you know, 10 minutes or 5 minutes in load times alone. Gets a little annoying, but the game is pretty good.
So now I have another question, because I did read your review, and some of these are things that just popped up to me. You said that game is hard,
mm-hmm.
but what makes it hard? Because all the videos I see are just like, you know, Chuck.
Beating up zombies.
Beating up, like, Chuck Norris and some zombies.
Yeah, Chuck
Norris.
And
zombies can get a hold of you.
Green cleaning?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Exactly. It is hard because of the limitations put on you.
Okay.
Obviously, neither of you guys played Dead Rising 1.
I did not.
I did.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't play. I misheard you. But yeah, it's like that, where you have only so many lives, and it's kind of arbitrary when you're how many lives you lose from a zombie attack. And, you know... you have such a small amount of inventory space, you can't carry a bunch of heal
mm-hmm.
items on you. So it's a lot of managing those sort of difficulties. And then the other thing that makes it hard is you're on a time limit, so you don't have the option to just kind of F around. You have
right.
to be going somewhere, especially if you're wanting to complete the game with like the best ending, full clear sort of thing. You have to be prepared to be... I mean, you have to have a game plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like real zombie life, you have to have a game plan.
Can't get distracted with just the fun of mashing zombies. You have to be going somewhere and keeping that
frame
of mind.
So you suppose that'll be different for Dead Rising 2?
No, I don't.
Really?
Because they Blue Castle, Capcom has specifically said it's going to be Dead Rising. It's going to be the same. You got to go save in a bathroom if you want to save your game. If you die, you can choose to go back to your old save, or you can, you know, restart the whole game you know, with your current level.
Well, I guess I'm just getting at that, because, I mean, the game is obviously, like, kind of like a dick-around game, right? So, you're going to feel like maybe there's more of that
No,
ability?
It's not. That's
no?
That's the bizarre, like, sort of twist of Dead Rising is it's not a dick-around game. Like,
There
it's built to be that, where you have, you know, tons of fodder and tons of ways to dispatch said fodder, but the game in its, like, the campaign, like the story side of the game, like the progressive side of the game is structured in such a way that you can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you have to be on a schedule where you're like, okay, I have 30 in-game minutes to go around and just beat zombies up. And now then
yep.
on my way to the juice bar, I'm going to make some smoothies, and then I'm going to, you know, head back to the guitar shop and get a guitar for my weapon, and then I'll be ready to go on the next mission where I have to meet this dude at this time.
Huh.
And then you're doing all that, and there's all this optional other stuff where it's like, oh, got a call from Otis, or I gotta go find this survivor that's yelling at me to save them.
Well, it's just really bizarre, because, I mean, that's all they market this thing as, is like giant, like Crackdown kind of game.
Yeah.
Just go kill freaks.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing about Dead Rising is, I think if it was just that game, it wouldn't do well.
Okay.
Well, I should say, Dead Rising didn't particularly do well either, but it was an awesome game, but it was a bizarre game because of those qualities where you're like, this is mad Japanese game design that's mean and doesn't like you and doesn't want you to finish it, and it's going to do everything it can to stop you. But at the same time, it's like, well, maybe it's just because we're not used to games being this challenging. We need more auto-saving and hand-holding and stuff
yeah.
like that. And you definitely see that in K-Zero. You know, you're playing
yeah.
that game and you're like, yep, this is going to be what Dead Rising 2 is, just, like, you know, 15 hours more. And I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah,
like
no,
I said in
fair.
My review, I've had my fill of Dead Rising 2.
Zombies.
Yeah, so the first time...
I like the idea, though, of releasing a game like that for, like, $5 so people can get the taste of it and
definitely
they want more.
But I'm also worried that Capcom is shooting themselves in the foot by doing that because, you know, it drums up enough attention to the game in terms of, like, a press side for people who are, you know, it's like, oh, well, yeah, this game's coming out, so we're going to start talking about Dead Rising, you know, 2 more. But it's in the context of, well, I just played K-Zero, and I don't think I want to play any more Dead Rising. It's going to drum up interest, but are they also going to shoot themselves in the foot by saying, well, I don't want to do that anymore. I've had my fill of Dead Rising. I don't want to go have to do that. I don't want to pay $60 for that game when I have this little, like, mini game that I paid $5 for and can have just as much fun there.
Right.
But in the new one, too, there's also going to be... I think there is going to be more go-around, just fuck-around type deal, because, like, the multiplayer, as I don't know if you've read about
oh, yeah,
it, is going to
true.
Be, like, just mini-games with friends and...
Running Man competition
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Did in the game, how much dressing up did you get to do?
There's
I found two outfits.
There's pretty much any store you go into or any location you go into will have an outfit, but...
I found a 50s, like, waitress.
Diner, waitress, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah, I was wearing that for a while, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's all right. You leave Chuck in Chuck's gear for the most part.
Kind of
my favorite
letdown.
Weapon.
No, not a letdown at all.
Okay.
I'm really, really excited about that game, K-Zero, because K-Zero is awesome, and you should own it, because it's $5.
Yeah, that's fair. I've got $5 worth of points floating around on my Xbox.
Yeah.
My favorite weapon... I just gotta get this out so far. I haven't made them all, but the drill bucket.
Drill bucket's pretty rad.
Yeah. I was like, what am I gonna do with this when I made it? I was like, really? What I mean?
Drill.
And I obviously wasn't thinking like a good zombie killer was, because that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Drill bucket.
Basically, there's this workbench, and you get to put items together to make new weapons.
Right, I understand that.
And
a bunch of it.
What's a drill bucket?
A drill bucket.
A bucket with drills.
Yep.
It is a bucket with three drills sticking through the outside in. The drill bits are in, and the drills just kind of hang in there. And then you go
oh.
up to a zombie.
Oh, I see.
And put the bucket on the head, and
I
it
see.
Just spins around and takes
I see.
Their head off.
I got it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all right. I don't use it. I didn't use it because it just wasn't practical. Like
it wasn't
practical.
You put
it on one zombie.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you pick it up and do it again.
Best weapon though. Find the one kayak paddle in the game.
Oh yeah.
And then you find the chainsaw.
Oh yeah.
Swim through.
And then you make a double end lightsaber chainsaw thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
looking forward to it.
That
it's
one.
White river rafting.
Have you figured out what to do with the alcohol?
Yeah,
what
it's
you,
really easy.
What do you combine that with?
Well, Jack, right. the whiskey you can find with the newspaper, Molotov cocktail. Yeah. So spoilers.
Spoilers.
The other one, there's a hard hat up on one of the top of the buildings, and you put the beer with it, and you get the beer hat, which isn't entirely the most practical thing. Like it's just a health rejuvenation item that you can keep on you for more than one use. But then you run that risk of, okay, if you drink it more than twice, then
you
barf.
Drunk. Yeah.
But you barf it and the zombies trip on it, right?
Yeah,
but
the game was difficult at first because I couldn't find any health, and then I saw beer and it healed me. I was like, ooh, okay,
yeah.
I'll drink beer and get healthy. And then
gives you full life, too.
And then I get into a fight with, like, 20 zombies surrounding me, and all of a sudden I just start puking, and I can't do anything but puke and get bitten by zombies.
Yeah, it slows you down, and you drop whatever weapon you have. If you figure it out, try and get into the fishing shop.
Fishing shop.
The like tackle, bait and tackle outdoor shop, because they have a collection of broadswords. And that is quite possibly one of the best animations and sweetest weapons to use. Because if you remember about that game, it boasts procedural cutting. So wherever you cut a zombie, that's where they come apart. And there's a lot of ways to cut zombies, apparently. The other thing is they also have a moose head in there. Moose head, by far, the most practical weapon in the entire game because it lets you run.
I saw that. It was like $75,000 or something.
That's free in the... if you, not the pawn shop, the tackle place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about KCO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Fun game.
Fun game. $5. Buy it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm out of stuff.
Yeah.
Tales
else?
Of Asperia.
Play
even better than it was.
Yeah. I had one little problem with that game.
What's that?
Well, so you know you were telling me about those little things that would like little squares with the characters.
Oh,
they talk.
Yeah.
Okay, those are called skits, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
They are very cute. But there is no, it doesn't tell you how to do those in the game. So, as I was playing the game, it would have that stupid little icon in the bottom left corner that's like, press the back button for eat or be eaten. I was like, no, I don't want to read the codex about, like, the history of the quest that I'm on, or, like, what kind of monsters may lurk in this forest. And then, eventually, just one time, I was like, well, fine, maybe I just want to know more about this stupid chapter I'm in. I press it, and that's what brought out the skit. It was like, great, I'm like 10 hours into this.
Those skits are all named something ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a skit. I thought that was like, open the pause menu up to the codex page where you read about this forest you just entered.
I think there's a way to...
No, at the end of the game, if you beat it at the grade shop, you can buy and go through all
skits.
the skits.
Purchase skits.
Yes, but they're very cute. And that game is very good. It is Mad Final Fantasy VII. Big time. Battle system's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a shame I missed that before, because it is very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I thought it was one of the better-looking games to come out in 2008. It's.
I don't remember everything that came out that year, but...
it looks alright.
I mean, as far as anime, like...
Have you gotten to
games,
anime
you know?
Sequences yet? There's actual, like, anime sequences. And
yeah.
Like,
no
sweet.
Game was better in 2008, though.
Metal,
Persona 4.
Metal Gear Solid.
That was good, too, but Persona 4.
Okay.
Gears of 4.
You know what game wasn't good in 2008? Resistance 2.
That's a true thing.
Yeah.
The other game that I played sort of this week, I guess we're talking about Shank quickly here.
Sure. Shank.
Review for Shank is up.
Did you kill anyone?
No. I played Pacifist achievement. You get through it without killing
sweet.
Anybody. Yeah. You guys saw me play a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not the greatest game.
Really?
Yeah. It's
depth,
cool.
Other than what we saw.
How much of that game like starts
it's,
to wear
it's
down?
It's like
after?
3 more hours of that.
Okay. Oh, is it short? Too?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours.
Oh.
It's pretty short.
It's $15, right?
Is it $15?
Yeah.
That's you know, if you read my review and you look at the grade that I gave it.
Okay.
You'll notice that there's 3 stars out of 5.
Okay.
I could see somebody making a case for 4 stars because, you know, it has its merits. It's not bad by any means, but for $15, that is not a good quality purchase
right.
to price comparison. Like,
right.
you're not getting $15 worth of downloadable game there.
Right. Versus, like...
Well, compare it or not, like, comparison or not, it's like, that is not a $15 worth of game. Like,
right.
It looks...
Maybe $10?
If that was a $10 game...
I feel like shoving a grenade down a gas throat is
well,
$10
alone.
Well,
for you. it's cool, but, you know, it's short, and there's absolutely no depth to it, besides just, like,
wow.
Do you want to make an awesome
combo? I remember the cutscenes were pretty sweet. Is there more of those?
There are a few more of those, yeah. There's a lot of cutscenes, and, like I say in my review, it feels just kind of, like... sporadic. It feels like sort of schizophrenic, even where, you know, the main character is like on this revenge quest to go after the Mexican wrestler.
Right.
But then as you go through the game, it's like, well, there was also Count Chocula in the room,
right.
and the Berenstain Bears, and they all had a hand in the murder of his girlfriend or whatever she was. And
do they actually say what happens to her?
No.
Because that video, like, the... Oh,
one
the,
can only
the,
assume she was defiled and
right,
murdered.
Right,
that's Kill Bill, the video game.
That yeah, so it
awesome.
Definitely feels like a bad Kill Bill.
So how is the gameplay, though?
Eh.
Yeah?
I mean, if you play it, it doesn't go much from when you first pick it up to when it ends.
Okay.
The only thing that improves is you...
Play the demo?
Yeah, play the demo. You know, you get different weapon upgrades. Well, not necessarily upgrades, but you get new weapons. So you've got your shanks,
yeah.
your light attack. You've got your medium. Well, you've got your other gun, your other weapons, your heavy weapon,
okay.
your chainsaw,
okay.
and then you've got your distance weapon, which is like your pistols. You'll get a different pistol, different heavy weapons as you progress the game. So. But the thing is, none of them ever replaced the old one. So you could still find a good purpose for your regular pistols, even when you get the shotgun.
Right.
So it's not necessarily upgrades. It's just different ways to create different combos, different ways to manage enemies.
Right.
But it never goes beyond that where it's like, yeah, I'm going to bust out this fat combo or that.
Yeah.
And the thing... like I mentioned in the review as well, is the boss fights are probably the biggest letdown. Because they're cool, and they're gruesome, but none of the ability that you acquire in the gameplay, like in the regular game, like all the juggling, all the cool combos, none of that comes into effect in the actual boss fights. It's like, you just need to do something really stupid that you haven't had to do yet, or you have to fight a dude that is invulnerable to what you've been doing the entire time. It's like,
right.
Well, great. Now, this is what I hate about boss fights is when I have to just do something that I haven't had to do before because that's stupid. It's not a learning thing. It's just lazy design where it's like, we're going to throw something that's completely out of left field at you and make you do
right.
that. It was very frustrating with that. And the last boss is exceedingly annoying because it's just, there's no checkpointing in it. It has multiple stages, and if you get hit by him once or twice, you get jacked up and you're dead.
Awesome.
Mega Man X.
Yeah, it's a lot like Sigma in Mega Man X or something like that. You know, it's really annoying old game design, and the only real effective way to get through it is that just to be really stupidly precautious, where it's like, okay, well, I'm going to just avoid him, wait till he attacks, attack once, wait... block, dodge, attack, wait, block, dodge, attack, wait. It's just this really annoying waiting game. It's disappointing. Yeah, Shank. Yeah, it's all right. Played the multiplayer a bit with my feet.
Yeah.
Don't really need...
No.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it?
Not necessarily. I don't... I mean...
Don't recommend playing it with other people or other...
Or
feet?
No, I think... I didn't play it with other people. But just playing the multiplayer alone, to count myself there, I don't really notice anything that would make that more compelling to play with another person, except if it's just like, I'm doing the same thing with another dude, so it's awesome.
What if you juggled enemies towards each other?
I mean, yeah, you could do that. I mean, you can grab enemies.
Human volleyball with chainsaws.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't really.
Maybe, I don't know.
If you're into juggling dudes, then maybe you should just go do that in the main game.
Go see an ICP concert.
Yeah, juggling dudes. Yep, learn how to be a ninja.
Is a juggler, though?
Quit that right there. Pretty certain that's. I played NBA Jam.
Oh, did
I
you?
I bought that for my Super Nintendo.
Oh, the good one.
Good NBA Jam, I played as Bill Clinton.
Jealous.
Yes. Of
this guy.
Bill Clinton.
Damn right.
That's right.
Awesome.
Did you get big heads?
They all had big heads, dude.
Were you heating up? Were you
on
fire?
I was on fire for a little while, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do any full court dunks?
I did not. I did not do any full court
Why
dunks.
Not?
Why not?
Because I'm apparently really bad at
playing
NBA Jam.
Wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's like secret button inputs that I don't know. I know how to block
and
turbo and jam.
Yeah. You're on fire and then you hit A.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jen did some sweet dunks, like it's like flying off the screen.
Yeah.
That's
and then going through the hoop.
Yep. She broke the backboard.
Did she?
I've never actually seen that in person. I've only heard the legend of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's happened. Yeah. It's a thing.
Good game though.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Fantastic.
Jamtastical.
Yes.
Boom.
Jamtastical.
I think that's it. Got through that pretty quickly here.
Can't really think of anything else.
I sent Caden Lynch 2 back to Gamefly,
yeah.
despite their pleading email of, you can keep it for $37. Please, just keep it.
Keep it.
I mean,
we have
we'll just give it to you for $5.
We'll give you $5 in coupons and the game. Just please.
You can have it next month free. Just stop it.
Yeah,
just don't send it back to us.
Yeah. So do we need a break?
I'm a sick person
and take a break.
Yes, break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back in a sec after the flash.
Crazy cool news.
Crazy cool news.
Yeah.
Totally crazy cool news this week. Some great news, John.
Yeah.
Do we usually do news first? I can't remember. I'm so excited.
Usually,
let's do it right now.
We usually do news first.
So I've got some great news for you.
Awesome.
Guess what Microsoft is doing?
Are they trying to rape people?
No.
Oh.
Rape is a very strong word.
Okay, are they trying to get more money from people?
That one...
These are things that I think they like to do.
Yeah, definitely. So I also received that email you mentioned.
Okay.
From...
cool.
It says, dear my online name thing, we're going to increase your subscription fees starting November 1st, 2010. If you're a gold member... You're paying a 1 month subscription. It's gonna be $9.99
like
now, instead of $7.99. Yeah, 3 month gold subscription goes up $5 from $19.99 to $24.99, and the 12 month gold subscription is now $59.99 instead of $49.99.
Yep.
If you read through the rest of the email, they claim they're doing this because of the new features. Among other things, the new features on Xbox Live. Three bullet points. We've got ESPN.
Okay.
Right?
I'm
ESPN
listening.
On Xbox Live, something
listening.
That I'm going to be using all the time.
Right.
Right?
Because it reflects some football.
I do. I also really like watching football on my Xbox.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, Kinect retweaking. So it, you know, has that head tracking and
right.
video conferencing. And then the other one is Hulu Plus.
Oh.
So for those three things, you are going to have to be paying $10 more. We are going to be paying $10 more for those three items.
Well, joke's on Microsoft, because my stuff don't end until 2012. And
but,
by then, the world will be over, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so, hey, you know, if you want to kind of lock yourself in, go buy some more, go to the store and buy some cards or something like that.
Yeah, buy a lot of it.
Because that's stupid, especially because, all right, so here's the weird thing is, this $10 price increase is bizarre because those three items none of them are things that are mandatory, right?
Right.
It's not like they're including a new, I don't even know, like a new service. It's a service that is already on top of buying something else. So
these are things that you don't have to. If they wanted to charge more for those
right.
services.
Because,
like,
okay,
make an Xbox Live Platinum.
Yeah. So
and
you've
then
got
jack me.
Your Hulu Plus stuff is something that you have to subscribe through Hulu.
Yeah, you're gonna pay $10 a month for the Hulu Plus as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to, well, ESPN3 isn't, or ESPN package isn't gonna be available for everybody.
Isn't?
No.
Like, how do you get that?
You have to have a cable provider that has ESPN capabilities. Like, it has to have that specific package with your provider.
Why wouldn't you just be watching it on your TV?
Because you want to watch it. You want to be on your friends list talking
right.
to people while you're watching the big game.
With the Kinect and stuff, right? I got you.
But, yeah, so not even everybody is going to be able to use this ESPN feature.
Right, so the people that aren't taking full advantage of Microsoft are getting taken full advantage of by Microsoft.
Exactly, and then obviously the Kinect, if you don't own a Kinect, then there's going to be no reason to upgrade your stuff to Kinect.
So the moral of the story is, don't pay Microsoft money.
Yeah, like, hasn't this been a thing? Like, hasn't this just been, like, the Microsoft motto? Like, hey, we're going to overcharge you for a product that is faulty / isn't, you're not using.
You're right.
But you're still going to pay for it.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
So once my subscription goes down, I don't know if I'm going to be, I've got about a year.
And I still think right now, unless they changed it, because, I mean, we're in a new week, but, we're in the new month too. So, I mean, like, Xbox Live, you could get 3 months for $10 on their discount deal.
Mm.
Like, so if that's there, buy the S out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy.
That's just, I don't know, man. Like, there's so many things. They're just doing it so wrong. And the worst thing about it is so many people either won't notice or won't care because it's like, $10 more, you know, whatever. It doesn't affect me. I'm not paying for gold. And
yeah.
In fact, they are paying for gold.
Right.
You know? I don't know. I find that really weird. And a bummer, and even more of a bummer because nobody can do anything about it.
Aside from just flat out, like, everybody, like, unanimously agreeing that they won't pay for Xbox Live, which ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, well, on the brighter side of Xbox news, though, there has been some information brought to us by Major Nelson of Xbox fame, director of programming. He has...
Is that what he does? I thought he was just pretty face.
I think it's...
Attractive.
I don't think it's programming like code programming.
No.
I think it's like... I don't... I'm not entirely certain of what his deal is.
I don't think he really has a deal.
Yeah. Anyway, new controller.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
A new D-pad.
Right. I am skeptical.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was pretty rad when I first saw it because
right,
it's going to have that, like... square sort of feature.
Right.
You know, it looks cool. It looks extra shiny.
We might be able to play Street Fighter on this thing.
Possibly, but here's the weird thing about it when I read about this whole situation. It is going to feature Microsoft's patented transforming D-pad.
Right.
Which means if you twist it or something, you have to manipulate it somehow and it turns from... like the current model to the new, more D-pad.
Are they going to give you, like, just, like, little widget things that you switch in and out?
I don't know. Do transforms,
like,
so I can only assume it
like
transforms.
Transformers, like, you got to make the noise and you have to go into, like, a
one can only
time-lapse
hope.
Camera where you adjust it and then, boom, there it is.
One can only hope that's what happens.
Real
they're also taking the color out of the buttons, you know.
Yeah.
The weird... Yeah,
it's a very weird looking control.
It's
like
also
a,
just
like a gunmetal kind of color too, isn't it?
No, it's
kind of
like a shiny chrome.
It's just,
like,
yeah, controller.
I think just the weirder thing is like
why wasn't this released with the Slim?
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking today when I was watching my Microsoft.
So you can go buy new controllers
right.
when after you're like, man,
this
you really
yeah
want
this lends
like a,
itself back into
just
that
another
whole thing of
dirty
like,
Microsoft technique for
underhandedly like
what
one more money from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's cool that there's a new controller coming out and
right.
that it's going to fix the D-pad issue, but will it fix it? Don't know.
You know how I fix the D-pad issue?
Play
I
PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Yeah.
So just play on that.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's Microsoft's little deal. Hey, John. Do you like dinosaurs?
I've been known
to. Do you
to
like time travel?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you like
depends on
adventures?
Yeah. Oh, I like adventures.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
do
let
I like
me tell you.
Together?
Maybe. Telltale, the folks from the Penny Arcade games, from the Strong Bad.
Sure.
Super cool adventure for rad people or whatever it was.
Attractive people.
Sam and Max guys.
Right.
Those folks are going to be teaming up with Universal.
To make We're Back the game?
To make Back to the Future the adventure game. And Jurassic Park, the adventure game.
Awesome.
Episodic style adventure games in that sort of Sam and Max
what?
Realm.
Such very odd choices of things to make into game form.
Definitely. But I'm pumped because,
yeah.
because I mean, the news of the Back to the Future game just came out at PAX, which is going on right now. And the cool thing is they have been able to secure the likenesses for Michael J. Fox.
They have not?
Have been able to.
Okay.
And Christopher Lloyd. And Christopher Lloyd's voice, the Doc, will be in the game.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Michael J. Fox's voice being up
here? Not said yet, but his likeness, it won't be like fake Marty McFly. It'll be the real deal.
Is it going to just be like Nolan North being Marty McFly?
Yeah, it'll be Nolan North playing
I think
a British Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Playing a British guy trying to play Marty McFly.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I don't know. Really cool. Episodic. Coming out this winter. And, you know, Telltale knows how to do episodic games. So, that's very cool.
If I made the mention that We're Back, I think that would be a better game. Look that up. It was an animated cartoon that came out in, like, the 90s.
Okay, I'll look it up later.
It's great.
The other weird thing about Telltale is tomorrow, today, probably when you're listening to this, they are announcing a new something at PAX. And their little teaser video on their website has Gabe or Tycho, I forget which one, from the Penny Arcade games. It has Max from Sam and Max, and then it has Strong Bad. All in silhouettes.
Yeah, I saw
that. But then it
too.
Has the Team Fortress Heavy guy right
yeah.
in the middle of it. So,
I don't know what that is.
What
I'm like,
is
what are
that
these
about?
Guys? Like, wow. Very confused.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hope that'd be really cool to see some like weird adventure game Team Fortress 2 style stuff. Where,
yeah.
Because, yeah, that's Valve.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw that too, I was like, I don't even want to think that hard about.
I mean, I like Team Fortress 2, but you know, wouldn't maybe
yeah,
maybe I'm thinking wrong here, and like maybe I'm getting to the weird like fanboy headspace of like I just want to know all about the medic.
Yeah.
I want to know his backstory and
play
well,
it's kind of like that same mentality that came out when they were doing the videos for each of the classes, like meet the sniper.
Yeah,
it's like meet the.
I do enjoy the meet the videos, but I enjoy them as. Fun little videos.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to play an adventure game that's like get the heavy to the sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's like it feels like for a moment that'll fit into that vein, but then when you start playing that, it's like,
yeah. Yeah. We got to keep moving along here because there's tons of news. We got Sonic Adventures coming to the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Sonic Adventures.
Sonic Adventures from the Dreamcast.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Available on September 15th for XBLA.
Oh, man, that game is going to get overlooked.
800 Microsoft points. You think it's going to get overlooked? I mean...
Do you know what comes out the day before?
No.
Halo Reach.
What's that?
That's a game.
Is that an adventure game?
Yeah, it's kind of
okay.
It's kind of like Sonic, in where there are plants and dudes running.
Yeah, but all I have to say is Chow Garden.
Well, that's true. I mean, maybe Halo Reach will get overlooked for Chow Garden.
Yep.
Dude, now you're bringing back old memories. Does that game hold up that well? I think we had a discussion about this.
No,
game.
It does not.
I
played it on my Dream. I played the little like demo jam pack that came with the Dreamcast on my Dreamcast. And
I feel like that game doesn't.
No.
No.
Not by any means. So Summer of Arcade is over from Microsoft's little venti thing every summer with all the downloadable games. But they're doing another deal called the Game Feast.
Okay.
So if you purchase all five feature titles before August 31st, you receive 1,200 Microsoft points.
Right.
That was for Summer of Arcade, correct?
Correct. If you purchase three, you get 400
points. 400
points, yep. I'm waiting for my 400.
Now Game Feast is going to be going on from September 29th to October 20th, and it's going to have four titles from Microsoft Game Studios. We've got Hydrophobia from Dark Energy Digital.
Is that old game?
Microsoft Studios. 1,200 points. I don't know what Hydrophobia is. It sounds familiar, doesn't
Hydrophobia,
it?
Hydrophobia, wouldn't that be a few?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone can assume it's Hydrophun.
Yeah, you know, it sounds a little bit like that. I'm not entirely certain what it is. I'm bad. Comic Jumper, though, the one to be excited about, October 6th.
That, from what I've heard of that, that would be...
Twisted Pixel has made some pretty goofy games, Comic Jumper looks like it's going to be right up there in, you know, that downloadable classic that you missed.
Explosion Man.
Explosion Man and The Maw.
Yeah.
Yep. We've also got Pinball FX2, so,
Me some pinball games.
Tables are purchased individually. Keep that in mind. October 20th, we have Super Meat Boy. No pricing announced. I can't really tell what it is. It looks kind of like, just from the screens of it.
I think I heard something about
it. It looks like Limbo with that silhouetted stuff, but I don't really know what you do in the game.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Those are kind of far off, so just some things to be looking forward to
towards
the fall season. But yeah, Feast...
I'll just say, as far as download games
have
gone,
dude,
so far this year, I'm impressed.
It's a good year for downloadable games, definitely.
Yeah.
Moving right along, guess how many copies of StarCraft II Wings of Liberty sold?
Realistically?
In their first month.
Oh, in their first month. Two?
Two copies?
2 million?
Oh, yeah, close.
Okay.
3 million,
actually.
Yeah. So Blizzard announced their, how many copies
first
sold?
Month,
first one, 3 million.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you have stupid Call of Duty, skewing everything, where it's like, only 2 million.
Well,
3 million.
I mean, that's a little ridiculous. I mean, Call of Duty hit some numbers that were, of course,
preposterous.
Ridiculous. Most games are happy if they hit over 1 million sold in their lifetime. So
right. So 3 million in the first month
is
pretty darn
good.
Yeah. So well done, Blizzard. I contributed to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, are those hard copies, or are they doing digital sales in there, too? Because you...
I think it's just copies in general, so hard copies and digital downloads. 1.5 million copies sold within the first 48 hours.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
Wow, that's
fastest-selling strategy game of all time.
Huge.
Yeah. Joe, pretty rad. Congrats.
Yeah, definitely. I mean... Nothing says job security like that.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Well, yeah, kudos to Activision for owning some stuff that puts up some numbers.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, weird.
That's pretty much it for video game news.
Cool news.
Moving to video game releases. This week we've got... we've got Cthulhu...
Tell me one.
Cthulhu Saves the World. No.
That sounds like an awesome title.
No, it is. It is Cthulhu Saves the World for Xbox 360. That sounds incredible.
How does that work?
I have no idea, but I'm really interested in it now.
Okay.
I want to see giant tentacle face thing as a superhero.
Thing, right.
Does
he wear a little cape? That'd be adorable.
Definitely. Castle Crashers for PlayStation 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of exciting too.
2 years later.
Yep.
BioShock 2 Minerva's Den DLC for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yep.
Guilty Party for the Wii. That's by Disney.
That's an actual... That's not a DLC. That's...
Guilty Party.
Yeah.
Disney's Guilty Party is a full-on game,
yeah,
which, you know, looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm very... If I owned a Wii, I would be owning that game.
If you like Clue, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It does look very cute. Like Blue Toad Mysteries, but better.
Yeah.
There's this other game, Metroid Other M, that came out this week.
Yep.
We've got Ace Combat Joint Assault for PSP,
uh-huh,
Valkyria Chronicles 2 for PSP, Dead Rising Case Zero, Dead Rising 2 Case Zero for Xbox 360, and then today we have Alien Breed Impact for PS3.
Oh, is Case Zero going to come out for PS3?
That I don't know. According to just like press releases stuff, I think it's just Microsoft.
Weird.
Or according to just news I picked up, but I don't
Dead
know.
Dead Rising 2 is coming. Or I'm sorry, no, Dead Rising 2 is coming out for PS3, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's funny how some of those things work. Like, I mean, Scott Pilgrim came out for PS3.
It
well
could
in
just
advance,
be a week,
and, yeah,
a week difference.
Weird.
It's possible, but I want to say it's. I don't know. I'm not going to say that because I don't feel comfortable.
Fair.
Other things coming out. How are we doing on time here? So for Nintendo, non-physical releases, WiiWare. We've got Tales of Elastic Boy Mission 1.
Okay.
Rated E for everyone. Comic Mischief. 600 Wii points. Do you care?
No.
Okay. Nintendo DSiWare Cosmos X2. Saturnine Games. E for everyone. Mild Fantasy Violence. 500 Nintendo DSi points.
Don't care.
My Notebook, Pearl. Publisher? No. N-N-O-O-O.
I would briefly like to know what that's about.
My Notebook allows you to take notes wherever you go. Just pop open your DS, your Nintendo DSi system, and jot down your thoughts. Make a list, cross it off, or play your favorite pen and paper games, games not included. You can even personalize your notebook by drawing on the cover and changing the paper type with 24 different unlockable paper styles. Use the pen or pencil to make your notes or doodles, and then erase them. Erase the bits you don't like. With 5 ink colors, you'll always be able to make your notes and doodles look stylish. My Notebook also includes 128 pages to write on, and the ability to export your pages to your Nintendo DSi photo album. 500 points.
God.
That's 500 points.
Right.
That translates to $5.
$5. And, hey, guess what? How much a notepad and pencils cost? Probably around $5.
Less than $5.
Yeah.
There's better games out there for $5.
Right. Right. If that, if that was cost free,
definitely.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. We've got, last one, Music On, Learning Piano.
No.
Okay.
I got it.
It's E for everyone,
it's,
though.
It's a piano game, I got it.
Yeah. An entire orchestra follows your performance of 15 great classics.
Oh, yeah? Such as? No listings?
I don't know.
Why would you say great classics?
15 great classics, but, you know, you've got famous composers, including
Mozart?
Beethoven, Bach, Strauss, and Verdi.
Okay.
Those are all the official ways to say those people's names. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, cool.
Trust me, I went to college.
It's apparent by your shirt.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently you can play some music in there.
Sweet. Game. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. PlayStation releases. Castle Crashers, like we said, Sam and Max, Episode 5, The City That Dares Not Sleep. You've got PS1 Classics. Get this, Theme Hospital.
What?
Manage floor designs, hire medical staff, and cure some of the wackiest diseases known to man. Act quickly, though. It is sure to be a matter of laugh and death. Download this PS1 classic today.
That's a PS1 classic.
Rarity for everyone.
It existed in disc format at one point.
At some point, people paid upwards of $20 for this game.
Awesome.
Laugh or death.
I really want to see Blast Chamber, the thing that really needs to come out on PlayStation Network.
I don't know what that is.
Dude, look it up.
Okay.
All FMV.
Nice. I do like that. Other things, we've got Vanquish demo, Castle Crashers demo, Ruse demo. Ooh, da, 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 da. Nothing else of note. We got some Kanan Lynch DLC, pay for DLC.
I think that's enough said about that. You should pay me for that.
Yeah. So that's it. That is it. That's it.
Everything is coming out.
That is it.
We covered it.
We have talked about everything ever this week.
Cool.
Great. Yeah. We also didn't receive any emails this week, so time on that section. But that's fine. You know, it's all right. It can't always be a flood of incoming love.
Yeah, that's true. Got to spread that love around sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But I think last week I did pose the question of what is our most anticipated game of this year? Well, of this coming off the tail end of an already awesome year. Okay. Any ideas?
It's rough because there is some stuff coming out. But then I look at, you know, the stuff that's really popular to a lot of people. And I sit there and I think, that's kind of exciting stuff. But I don't know. Really, the only thing that I'm excited to play, since it just like the little trickle of information that keeps coming for it, is Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Did you ever get a chance to gander at that video that I posted?
Uh-uh.
It shows some cool stuff about, obviously go check it out, but it shows some cool stuff about, more of their horse combat, and now you can actually recruit assassins, and you can delegate where you would like to send those assassins on missions so that they can gain experience and take it. It's more about you controlling.
Will there be a point in the game progression when I have way too many assassins and I don't have anything to do with my money?
Probably.
Okay, good.
Probably.
So just like
they said they want to expand on the whole idea of growing your villa and make that into like growing your army kind of thing, so that you're constantly purchasing weapons and equipment for these assassins, and eventually you'll take over all of Rome and everything. Rome is actually very, very massive.
Okay.
It's like three times the size of the biggest map they had in Assassin's Creed 2.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Huh.
So far it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's an awesome couple of assassination animations in which Ezio jumps from building onto horse and stabs dude in the neck and then kicks him off of horse.
Okay.
So
killing dudes on horses.
Yeah, killing dudes on horses. You can also like recruit some assassins to like set up like traps.
Theatrical production.
Well, like just traps. So like if you
cats.
Yes, cats.
Oh, okay.
Kinda like that.
Nice.
There's claws and things.
Oh.
They'll just like if you need them, you can have them strategically placed to show up in certain locations to attack enemies.
Okay.
Diversion can
still. That's cool.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I don't know. That game, I really like the story they're going with that on that, and I just really want to see more of it. So, other than that, I mean, please tell me I'm wrong and that there are other more pressing things coming out this year.
I was really excited about Vanquish.
Vanquish, yeah, it'd be a really cool game. But
now that the demo came out, I feel like my excitement is justified. And that will be another fantastic platinum game that will slip through the cracks because it doesn't have whatever it may be that the population wants.
Hey, also, big note, like, how many people are on the production team of Platinum Games? Because Bayonetta launches early this year, and they're going to have another game out by the end of the year? Looks top-notch?
Well, here's the thing. It's developed by Platinum, right? I think Platinum has some subgroups in it, because I'm fairly certain that Infinite Space, I know it's a Platinum game, but I don't think it was done solely by Platinum Games.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a good point about how much stuff is actually getting cranked out of that studio. Because
yeah.
I want to say there's something else.
Another
platinum game.
I can't think of anything else, but maybe there's something on the cusp of next year that's supposed to be coming by then.
Bayonetta 2?
Dude, I wish.
Not sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides Vanquish, though.
Yeah, nothing really.
I mean,
there are games that I will play.
Yeah.
But am I excited for them?
There's nothing that I am excited for like I was excited for Mass Effect 2 earlier this year.
Are you excited for Mass Effect 2 for PlayStation 3?
I am interested in it. Like we talked about earlier, how will they handle the saving?
Right. I feel like it's just going to go in the direction of it's just going to default.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, there's a handful of games coming out, but nothing that really piques my interest more so than your average release set, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, the big names like...
Fallout? I mean...
Fallout 3 is definitely up there. You know, Black Ops is up there. So is Halo Reach.
Medal of Honor, maybe?
No.
I kind of want to give that a little whirl.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Reach. I'll play Reach. I'll play 6 hours of Reach and call it a night.
Mm-hmm. I just...
But boy, do we have, a killer next year.
Yeah. That's the topic for another time.
Right.
2011 is going to be another great 2010.
Right. Beginning will kick off really hard,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have that dip, and then it'll come up a little bit, but get really excited for the next year.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this isn't a bad thing, though. Like, a lot of people complaining about, there's nothing coming out this winter. But it's like, dude, that's because there's been so many awesome things that already did come out this year.
Right.
I think there's an RPG or something coming out this
year.
I know what I'm excited about. I know. Hero 2.
Oh, yeah, DJ Hero 2. I was going to say, excited isn't necessarily the word. I'm really just interested in PlayStation Move and in Kinect. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Natal. Remember that game?
Yeah, that thing. I'm just going to put a giant sticker on mine that says Natal.
Project Natal.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's Project Natal.
And Fable 3. I'll probably play that as well.
Yeah,
there's some stuff.
The thing is, yes, they're all coming out, but I'm not pumped for really
these. These
are
games that are coming out really quickly after their predecessors, and I feel like I haven't waited long enough.
Fable 2 was 08, right?
Oh, that was 08. Okay, so, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't really care enough for Fable 2. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like Fable 1. I liked Fable 1. I at least played that twice. Fable 2, I played that once.
Yeah.
So, bleh.
Yeah, I feel moderately interested.
Yeah, moderately. I mean, that's how I feel.
Like a 6 or a 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of 7? 6?
Out of 10.
10. Okay.
Yeah, 5 being like,
5 being
1
like,
being disinterested.
Okay, cool.
You know, the middle of it.
Sure.
And the balance, the fulcrum of interest.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, but yeah, there's definitely things I'll play, but. Am I excited to play them? Sort of. It's something to do over the wintertime.
Yeah. Yep.
But dude, I'm telling you, like, a couple of weeks when, about 3 weeks when Move comes out. Having a grilling party. We'll be doing some Move-related activities.
Some moving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving. Oh, that's going to be bad.
Yeah. Do they have bocce ball?
I don't know about these things, man. It's like,
frisbees and ping pong. And
I'm gonna have the same feelings like I did for Wii Sports, where it's like, cool. I don't like any of these things. Tennis isn't like tennis because I know how to play tennis. Bowling isn't like bowling because I can bowl better in real life than Wii bowling. Like, I can golf better in real life than I can golf in Wii, and boxing is boring.
Yeah, boxing is boring. Hey, but at least in this one, it's not boxing. It's like Fight Club. king.
Yeah. Sweet.
Except Brad Pitt isn't there. Well, he never really was there, but now he's really not there.
The two things I'm interested about in this, like, kinetic motion product that's coming out is how, well, first of all, is just sort of what they're going to be doing to expand the feature set of these systems. So,
right.
Like, I'm interested in the chat. I'm interested in the, like, Minority Report display style.
Right.
Like, I'm going to pull up a bunch of windows. But at the same time, like, that's cool. Dude, I'm not going to use my PS3 to go, like, surf the web for a bunch of stuff, so
really?
Why do I care?
I'm not going to start just doing voice chats for podcasts?
Yeah. The other thing I'm very interested in is just seeing, it's sort of a two-part thing. I'm excited to see this go down in flames,
yeah.
And I'm also excited to see how people break it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see people, like, you know, playing this game, standing on their hands, Natal on their hands, like,
yeah.
Touching, like, one hand and one foot, and it becomes this, like, disgusting, aborted creature, like,
yeah.
Just foul monster that's all tangled in and of itself, like, Second Life.
What I was thinking, one thing that I was thinking of doing that would break it is, like, you know, you have your wrist strap for that, but if you drop the controller, does it detect?
Just, like, pulls your hand.
Does
it
detect?
It's like,
yeah, does it detect that it's not in your hand anymore? And then,
if,
like,
you watch the video, it does detect that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was that video that was, like, the stress test and some of the features by whatever one of the dudes who worked on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He dropped it and it just sits there dangling.
So like, if I'm holding a sword, the sword floats in
midair.
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so in crazy ass sword fighting game, if I just take my hand out of the strap and then, like, whip that sucker around like a flail now, does that change?
TV.
Does that change how this game works?
Send it right through your TV, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably you would do really well.
One would think. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm really interested in it. I'm not so much excited. I want to get it in my hands and fiddle with it. And I'm more excited about Kinect just for the fact that it's going to make me lazier.
Kinect?
Yeah. I'll just be telling my Xbox what to do.
Yeah, I'm excited for that not to work either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that really
is. Yeah.
Did you see all the languages that it will,
yes,
and will
did,
not
did,
recognize?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to,
I'm sure that
Cockney
will be patched at some point.
We don't have to be. You're going to make a worldwide
yeah.
launch for that.
It's part of the $10 upgrade.
Right.
That money
included.
is getting funneled into language research.
Yeah, sure.
Voice recognition technology.
They got to hire people from other countries to talk this thing.
Exactly.
It was hard enough getting Peter Molyneux to make that thing work.
Mm-hmm. Oop. Oop. All right. I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
I don't have a topic for people to think about this week, so... Yeah. Write anything in. Anything to bbr@bossbarrel.com. It's our email address. Check it every week. Read your emails on the podcast. Answer your questions. Really appreciate anything you sent us. bbr@bossbarrel.com. That's it, man.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for listening. Hope everything sounded all right. Things were kind of a little goofy at the start, so I hope Ryan feels better.
Yeah, we didn't really cover that. Poor Ryan had to go sick because he's sicker than I am, apparently.
Yeah. It's putting you to shame, man.
I thought
you were sick.
Right. I mean,
not
right.
Sick.
I thought I looked worse than he did, though. At least he looked pretty put together. I feel like I'm on the low
end
of the
phone here.
It's that BK, dude. Right.
No
I
good
feel
for
like
him.
That's what that is. BK is going to kill him.
That's right. All right. Well, this has been episode, what, 6
yep.
of Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Come check out BossBarrel.com. We are getting into a stride here with regular content. We've got news, reviews, videos, you know, everything. Everything you ever want.
He's coming.
That's right, man. All right. Thanks again. See you next week.